Lebanon and Armenia bookend today's Mission Network News. I'm Ruth Kramer. Stick around to learn why Christians stay put despite war and poverty, and learn how you can help believers in both places. In our first story, caught behind the mounting hostilities between Israel and Lebanon-based Hezbollah are more than 1.3 million children. In an April report, UNICEF said that 6 months of conflict had worsened education, healthcare, water access, and emotional well-being for these children. A full-scale war would be devastating for their futures. Gospel ministry could be crippled by fear. But Nuna, with Triumph at Mercy Lebanon, says,
"We try to continue life as normal and to continue to work with the kids as normal, so that the kids will also feel safe and secure and that life goes normally. So this is what we try to do, but it's always easy."
TM Lebanon summer camps allowed kids to laugh with friends, play games, watch Bible story skits, and much more. Most importantly, it was a brief, safe space where they learned about the God they can trust. Many children TM Lebanon serves are already refugees whose families have few, if any, options of where to go.
The kids are feeling this because they feel the raids in the camps. They feel the pressure that their parents are under.
Now that you know, would you pray for hope in Lebanon?
Pray for our team members who have to fight this every day. They have to come against all the news that they are hearing every day, all the mothers that are coming with news, all the kids that are coming stressed. We have to always and every day fight.
Next, reaching the unreached. It's a popular phrase in U.S. Christian mission circles. Missio Nexus President Ted Esler says,
"When we talk about unreached people groups, we're actually talking about entire cultures in which there are few to no Christians."
50 years ago,
Ralph Winter suggested that we prioritize those people as we strategize in global mission.
Now it's time to reflect on that strategy. Missio Nexus has the tools and platform needed for just such an analysis at its annual Missions Leadership Conference next week.
We're doing a review. What's been good about it? What has not been so good about it? How can we do better in this area? What's the current status of reaching unreached people groups?
Reaching the unreached may be the overarching theme, but there's something for every mission and church leader in attendance.
We are about getting people in the room to share what they're learning with other ministry leaders and breaking down organizational silos. And we talk about the best way to do mission globally, what people are learning, what people are struggling with. We'll have about 70 or so workshops and the plenaries and many networking opportunities.
The conference starts next Wednesday in Louisville, Kentucky, but there's still time to join. We'll connect you at our website. And the Slava Gospel Association recently met in Armenia with church leaders and teachers from a variety of countries. Now, this training not only refreshed their hearts, but also was a special encouragement to the Armenian pastors who face pressure from many of their surrounding neighbors. SGA's goal was to point these leaders back to Christ and to help prepare them for future ministry. Eric Mock with Slava Gospel Association says,
"It's easy to be overwhelmed with all the events, and some of the pastors express that they're fearful that their sons are going to be dispatched back to the front lines and to the border to prepare for possible other hostilities that could come in the future. We love God's word. We exalt God's word, but we also love the church. We're not beside the church or in the distance of the church. We want to serve the church that God has raised up. And then finally, God has raised up the church to be his ambassadors of the gospel."
The meetings were a time of encouragement and training. Now the work must continue in the local church. Mock says it's time to pray.
So there's this constant tension. All of these things can serve to wear out pastors and ministry leaders. So your listeners, ask them to pray, first of all, for the pastors to be focused and resolute in caring for their congregations and advancing the gospel. The second is we would pray for a balance and peace in Armenia.
Find your place in the story at missionnews.org. Thanks for listening to Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. Keys for Kids Ministries exists to ignite a passion for Christ in kids, teens, and families worldwide. This month, they're offering free devotionals designed to help you and your family spend time in God's Word every day of the year with the goal of growing disciples in Christ. Get yours free when you click on the banner ad at missionnews.org. That's missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.